You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has once again joined me in the studios, and now we have our second director of the day. Val Pollard joins us. She's directing Love, Loss, and What I Wore at the Market House Theater in Paducah. Val, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thanks for having me.
This is another studio theater production, and it is a play written by Nora and Delia Ephron, who... Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're actually in the main stage theater.
Oh, you are?
Tomato,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Tomato Plant Girl is playing in the studio theater, and we're in the main stage.
And so the desserts from Don Barger are going to be in the main theater then?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're doing it as a Mother's Day, special Mother's Day fundraising event for the theater, and Don Barger and John Freilich of Kirchhoff's Bakery will be providing the desserts for our show this weekend.
Pretty good. Tell me more about this particular play. And I'm sitting here with Tracy Ross, and I'm wondering, is this a chick play?
It is, but it is also something I think a lot of men will identify with. I actually saw it on Off Broadway with Carol Gault, and there were just as many men in the audience as there were women. It talks a lot about women and their clothes, and it's probably a lot of things men have heard from the women in their lives about standing in their closet and I have nothing to wear, even though the closet's full of clothes. We talk about special events in women's lives. There's discussions about, there's one a monologue on a wedding and prom dresses. There's one character that ties the entire show together, and she's Gingy. She's based on the character from Eileen Beckerman's book, who actually wrote the book that the Ephron sisters based the play on. And she talks about her life throughout, her marriages, her loves, her children and stuff, and the clothes that she wore when things happened in her life.
Who all is producing the play with you? I know that Rennie Barger is also directing. Who's involved?
There are five women involved. Darlene Mazzone is Gingy. She's our character who ties it all together. And then Carol Gault, Gina Carnes, Lisa Humphrey, and Rachel Janikin are other four ladies who are participating in this.
What have you gone through in getting ready for performance? Is this a reading more than it is an acting?
It is a staged reading, which in some ways is harder to do than a play, because they have to be animated and movement to be able to do that sitting and reading to keep people interested in the stories. So we work with them on their gestures, their timing, their facial expressions, and sitting up straight. That's one of our things. It's that thing your mom always said, sit up straight. And things like that, in order to keep the audience going, and also preparing them for the laughter. We just had the discussion yesterday after rehearsal that there will be no audience will laugh at the exact same things. You never know what people are going to laugh at, and to be prepared for that and kind of pause and wait so that they don't miss the next line.
I would assume that this production kind of goes back and forth between humor and introspection.
It does. There is a story about someone who, two girls who share a story, women, about one who's always been fat all of her life and one who's been thin all of her life, including part of the lines are from their mother and one from a shrink, their psychiatrist. There are stories about shoes, high-heeled shoes. There's a story entitled The Bathrobe, which is where this young girl's mother died at the age of 13, and their father eventually got remarried several years later, and how one day the new stepmom comes down dressed in a bathrobe that's exactly like the mother's bathrobe, just a different color. So there's little moments like that. There's stories that deal with one character is breast cancer and her experience with that. So there's different little monologues as well as what we call clothesline scenes, which are one lines entitled like things your mother said to you. And I just want to say, you know, like, I hate jumpsuits. If you've ever been a woman and worn a jumpsuit, it's horrible to have to go to the bathroom trying to figure out how to do all of that. So, and there's a monologue in there entitled I Hate My Purse, which is a fun monologue. The Ephraim sisters wrote it based on a story by Rosie O'Donnell. And it's just funny. Some people love purses and some don't. So...
Well, let me get Tracy into this conversation.
Sure.
Tracy, do guys have conversations about clothes like this?
No, we do not. We might say that's a very nice professional sports team themed T-shirt you got. Where did you get that? But it's about as far as it ever goes. Nice cap, you know. Those boots look waterproof. Those are the kind of conversations we have.
And there's actually a question in the show about, do men ever go through this? Choosing the sweater, unchoosing the sweater, choosing the sweater. Do they ever do this?
Usually what I wear on a given day, it's the first shirt and the first pair of pants my hands touch in the closet. And then I say, do these obviously clash? If no, then wear them. That's about it, honestly.
Yes, it's a much different world between the men and the women. But if men come to this show, they also gain a little bit of insight about what happens, what goes through the women's minds when they talk about these things or stand in a closet full of clothes and they can't decide what to wear or they have nothing that fits.
I was going to say it's maybe a production that gives up a lot of secrets.
Yes, it does.
Or confirms a lot of suspicions, maybe.
Yes, you're right. That is very true. So it is a fun show. You will laugh. There will be moments for it that you identify with. I was talking to someone about the show this week, and there's a line in there about your bra strap is showing. And they're like, what do you mean your bra strap's supposed to show? Those of us who are probably over 40, we didn't want our bra straps to show. And anyone under that age now, it's no big deal.
It's true, Tracy.
No, it is true. I mean, just because I might not be immersed in fashion doesn't mean I don't observe it as it happens around me. But that's actually a true statement.
It is a very true statement. So it's a nice event. We will have all the tables and chairs out in the theater, and it will be decorated for Mother's Day weekend. So that's how we're able to do dessert theater.
Well, it sounds like a very amusing production. It'll be on the main stage again, and it's this Saturday and Sunday at 7.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the charge?
The charge is $25. That includes all the desserts and beverages and the show. It's a fundraising event, and everything has been donated, so all of that money goes towards the theater and their programming. It's a nice way for those of us participating to be able to give back to the theater.
What was the genesis of the selection of Love, Loss, and What I Wore?
When I actually saw it on Off-Broadway and with Carol Galt, we were visiting a friend in New York City, and I have been asking Michael every so often to check to see if we could get the rights to do the play, and he was finally able to get the rights last fall. So we planned, Rainey and I agreed to co-direct it, and it's her husband, Don Berger, who works at Kirchhoff's, and he agreed to do the dessert for us. So it just kind of all came together.
Well, excellent. I hope you have a great show, and thank you for
being
with us today.
Thanks for having me.